WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Jeffrey McDonald, physician and former Green Beret, is in prison right now, serving three consecutive life sentences for the murders of his wife Colette and his young daughters Kimberly and Christy. McDonald, who suffered a punctured lung and a few cuts the same night his wife and daughters were stabbed to death, said then, and still says today, that his family was attacked by Manson-style hippies. The jury thought otherwise, but this week's TV special, False Witness, lets McDonald tell his side once again.
I simultaneously heard Colette screaming, and I heard my daughter screaming. I saw one black male and two white males, and I couldn't figure out what was going on.
Then he claims he saw a girl wearing shiny boots. She talked in a strange monotone.
What I heard was, acid is groovy, kill the pigs. And I believe I heard that twice at first. That was the first thing that I remember hearing. But it's very jumbled because that's mixed up with my wife screaming, Jeff, help me.
The rest of False Witness examines evidence not admitted in court and interviews the surviving witnesses, experts, and investigators. The obvious inspiration for all this is The Thin Blue Line, the documentary that re-examined a murder case and did such a good job of detective work that the convicted murderer was ultimately exonerated. But the McDonald case isn't so easily refuted. The most damning piece of evidence is McDonald's pajama top, which was found full of puncture holes from an ice pick. McDonald testified that the holes were caused as he held the pajama top between his hands while fending off an attacker who had a knife. Afterwards, McDonald said, he covered his wife's bloody body with the pajama top. Forensic examination, though, found that the holes in the top were perfectly round, not torn, and that 21 of the holes matched identical puncture wounds on his wife's body. False Witness recreates the prosecution's dramatic demonstration, which put holes, so to speak, in McDonald's version of events.
If I could, I'd like to stand in front of you and placing great trust in Mr. Blackburn, I'm going to ask him to flail away at me with an ice pick.
It's a very persuasive demonstration. It also happens to have been one of the most memorable scenes from 1984's Fatal Vision, which used different actors to dramatize the same courtroom testimony.
If I could, I would like to stand in front of you and placing great trust in Mr. Blackburn, I'm going to ask him to flail away at me with an ice pick.
When something is a recreation of a recreation, you know you're not covering new ground. Most of the unfamiliar facts and theories False Witness does introduce are in McDonald's favor. Even so, the most the program asks its viewers is to decide whether there was a reasonable doubt of McDonald's guilt. And the program literally asks, with a pair of 900 phone numbers by which viewers can register their votes, at 75 cents a pop. I'm going to save my money and vote now. Even after watching False Witness, I'm convinced that Jeff McDonald is guilty of murdering his wife and children. And the most I can do is vote maybe on whether anyone should take the time to watch this show. If you're especially interested, go ahead. But whatever your opinion is going in, don't expect to have it changed.